Christ to the Nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 13th chapter of Hebrews. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. The Lutheran Hour is the oldest gospel radio broadcast in the world. When our broadcast first went on the air, many churches were worried that people would stay at home and stop coming to church. To everyone's surprise, just the opposite took place. The broadcast told people what Lutherans believed, and they decided to find out more about the church. That's why so many churches had signs which read, "The Church of the Lutheran Hour." But times change. Apparently today there are many people who are staying at home on Sundays and watching the gaggle of high-profile tele-evangelists. As you know, these broadcasts feature a charismatic preacher, impressive music, great smiling crowds, and no obvious congregational fighting. That combination makes these on-air churches quite appealing. Which takes me to a question asked recently by the Christian Post. They wondered, can such a broadcast take the place of a local church? If you don't mind, I'd like to answer that question. Ready? Here goes. The answer is no. That's it, no. We can preach to the unbeliever and we can support the message of a local parish. We can take the gospel to places where it is banned and forbidden. We can speak to your shut-ins, your sick, your dying, your vacationers, your college kids, and a host of others. But neither did Reverend Seltz, nor any of his predecessors, nor anybody else on the radio or television can take the place of your local congregation. We can't baptize your family members. We can't instruct your children. We can't visit you in the hospital. We can't marry you. There's more. We don't know your problems, pains, or victories. We don't hear your confession or share the Lord's absolution or his body and blood. We don't bury you when you die. Want to hear more? Okay, here's more. Listening or watching at home doesn't allow you to strengthen or be strengthened by your neighbors. It doesn't allow you to support the church in your own neighborhood, and it doesn't allow Holy Spirit-given gifts to be used in a fellowship which needs you, and you need them. Which is why we pray for these local churches and those who don't think those churches are needed. Dear Lord, be with and bless the words and work of resident pastors and parishes. Grant them the gifts which will touch the local lost with the wonderful salvation of our crucified and risen Savior. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.